You know the name Rosa Parks, but do you know David Sohappy? He was at the center of a 30-year legal battle over Native American rights to fish salmon. Correspondent Anna King reports that the Yakima Nation is planning a celebration.
Yakima tribal member David Sohappy was imprisoned for fishing in his family's traditional places along the Columbia River. He later won in federal court, proving he wasn't to blame for a decline in salmon. Emily Washeen says natives like her still face Sohappy's fight. A few years ago, Washeen's was after lamprey eels. The state warned her to stop.
Something that really struck and stayed with me in this was thinking about our fishers before us that just never gave up. And so I knew that as a part of that legacy, I had to not give up, and I went and fished.
Next week, the Yakima will mark the 30th anniversary of what they call the Fish Wars. I'm Anna King reporting.